Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Y'all, here's the 411. Here's the tea. Here's the scoop. I was not due to release a new episode today. However, life happens. And last week when the Vanderpump Rules trailer dropped, first of all, I watched it 10 times because I was so excited about it. But secondly, I was contacted by a lovely young woman named Hannah Brown, who's been on my show before. She was on the Practical Magic Pop Dive. And she asked if I would come on her show, which is called Brown Eyed Junicorn with Hannah Brown. She asked if I would come on her show to talk about the Vanderpump Rules trailer. And I was like, of course, I'd love to do that. And then we decided to make it sort of like a crossover episode. So I'm about to play my chat with Hannah. And it'll also be on her feed. I encourage everyone to go listen to her podcast. She does pop culture. She does Bravo stuff. She's fantastic and so hilarious. So I'm going to play that, but so this is sort of like a little bonus, maybe like a little pop dive into the Vanderpump Rules trailer. I guess we can all think of it that way. I mean, we had to break it down. There's just so much to talk about. And on Thursday, we're going to have so much to talk about because there's so many Housewives going on. So this week is one of those rare, beautiful unicorn weeks where there's the Real Housewives of Orange County, the Real Housewives of Dallas, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, the Real Housewives of New Jersey, all coming at once. And you guys, I saw the New Jersey premiere. I saw like a little sneak of it and it's fantastic. I promise it's like good. It feels like it's back to form. I know Andy Cohen's been like tweeting about it, that it's being a really good season. And I know he's led us down the wrong path a couple of times. And I'm not sure that the whole season's good, but episode one was great, I thought. So this Thursday, we're gonna talk Atlanta. We're going to talk Orange County, Dallas, all of that. But we had to talk about Vanderpump Rules, so I'll get to that in a second. Before I do, I just want to quickly plug. I know I hate plugging these things all the time, but I have to do it. I want to say, if you're interested in bonus episodes, there are two Scary Island recaps over on the Everything Iconic Patreon. So just go to patreon.com/everythingiconic, and if you click become a patron, you can donate $4 or more per month and get access to that. And again, I hate talking about it all the time. I'm sorry. I know it's annoying. I know it's so annoying, but Danny's got to make some money. this is costly. So I love you all that have done that. Truly, without the Patreon support, I would not be able to make this show 2 times a week. But thank you. I want to thank Samson Technologies for sponsoring this podcast. What else? Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino. And without further ado, here is my chat with Hannah Brown, where we break down the Vanderpump Rules trailer.
This season on Vanderpump Rules.
Tonight is the night that many of us thought would never happen.
I'm engaged!
You had a very emotional year, as a few other people here have.
Do not ever bring up my dad! Damn you, I said.
No one can replace James Kennedy, baby.
He's working for me. He needs to show some f***ing respect.
You've been in a relationship with a girl before.
It is not your business to tell.
I let you go out all the time.
You don't let me do anything. I do what I want.
Your relationship is in trouble.
It's like you dick punched my heart.
Do you think I'm stupid?
I decided to take a break from it.
Life is all about the obstacles you overcome and the challenges you rise to.
For all the boys who've done stupid shit to us!
Ashamed of you, Swart.
You should be ashamed of yourself, bitch.
How long can you keep up this new Jax Taylor?
You're telling her basically shut up.
Let the bitches go home.
You
here we go, here we go, here we go.
Yeah, I'm already on the brim of freaking out.
Lisa, please.
I can't risk it.
Don't drink it for me.
You're not f***ing better than me, Lala.
You're being a f***ing psychopath.
He's my father.
You have no idea what you're talking about. Stop talking over me.
Stop popping in my face.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was so trashy.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic meets Brown Eyed Unicorn.
It's a crossover.
We're doing a little crossover episode. It's the most important crossover in history.
1000%.
And it makes sense that we're breaking down Vanderpump Rules because they are themselves a spinoff of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I've been watching Beverly Hills in celebration of Halloween last week. I watched old Carlton episodes and they just didn't disappoint.
Right. You and I are both Carlton apologists.
Apparently, if we hang out at the Abbey long enough, we'll see her and Brandy there. So.
I've seen Carlton out and about in West Hollywood.
I need
on
to.
On Pride. On Gay Pride. I saw her at that cowboy bar. Flaming Saddles.
Flaming Saddles.
Wasted.
Love.
Both of us.
Did you take a photo?
I was like, Carlton. no, I don't know. I didn't take a photo. I'm trying to think if I did. No, I didn't. But she seemed lovely.
Great.
She's a fan of an ally.
She's an ally.
Fan of the gays. Anyway, so we have to jump into this Vanderpump Rules trailer now.
It was so exciting.
Thrilling.
It gave us romance, mystery,
drama.
Drama, intrigue.
Pratfalls.
I'm thrilled.
Music. We heard Good as Gold.
I didn't want to, but no. I did.
Whether we wanted to or not. Just like all the songs from the Bravo universe.
Yep.
But, you know, so then I also went back and watched like the old season trailers to see how they lived up.
Because
I wanted to know, like, was I so thrilled by this trailer because it was good or because I was missing them so much? Or did it stack up? Like, how did it stack up against the other ones?
Yeah. I thought that last season's trailer was underwhelming. I thought it was boring. And yeah. I thought this one was better. The second season's my all-time favorite.
Second season, remind me, that's when Ariana showed up.
Yes, Ariana shows up. Kristen, like, calls her, see you next Tuesday. Kristen, Stassi slaps Kristen. Stassi is, like, peak Barbie doll.
Right.
Like, it's just, like, Jax gets a tattoo of her name, like a true psychopath. Like, it's everything I want.
And that was the finale where you mentioned Stassi slapped Kristen across the face.
Yes.
That season finale, and that was so good.
Oh, my God. I remember tweeting it, like as it was airing, being like, about fucking time she got backhanded. And now I feel bad.
Wait, do you like Kristen? Because she's my favorite.
I love her. That's the thing. Like, that's what's interesting. It's like Real Housewives. Like, your favorites vary from season to season. You know what I mean?
Right. I think Kristen makes some of the best reality TV, or she's given us some of the best reality TV of all time.
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of been in the background for a season or two. And then, of course, the season before we got the trailer, it was rumored that she was demoted to a friend of. Do you remember that?
Like Countess Luann.
Right.
Who made a comeback.
Yeah. And I think the fan backlash from that announcement made her rise to the top. And now we saw her in the trailer and she's been in the cast photos and stuff. So I don't think she's a friend of. I think she's like a main cast member.
Thank fucking God.
Did you see the stills that Bravo released of the cast?
Yes.
So did you see like the one, there's one of the entire cast and it's the first year where they kind of like got rid of all those background people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just the main people.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that.
Did you see there was this bad Photoshop done where like Kristen's hand is on her hip, but then like her ghosty Photoshop fingers are like grazing Tom Sandoval's ear?
No, but I'm going to look immediately.
Someone else online found it first. Like, I'm not that good, but I was like, oh, wow. I like that choice.
I think they've never looked better, right?
I think they all look incredible.
Yeah, like I was really looking at them and I'm like, they have truly never looked better.
I mean, there are celebrities that prove that like no one is ugly, they're just poor. And with the money that this cast has, I think they've made their already beautiful selves that much more beautiful.
Yeah. See, I thought for a couple seasons they weren't looking their best selves. And now I feel like they've really stepped it up and they're all at their peak.
Did Jax get like Kybella? Because he looks like
Wait, what's Kybella?
I think that's, it's where you like suck the fat like out. Brittany got it.
Did she really?
I think so. You get like the fat sucked out of your jaw and then you have like a more like square jaw.
And like it gets rid of your under
chin. Can I get that?
I need, yes, what's I need Kybella.
Spell it.
K-Y-B-E-L-L-A.
I'm looking that up.
They're not paying me to say this, you guys, I swear. I wish.
I didn't know that, but they do look their fittest. Yeah. Jax and Brittany especially look like they've trimmed up.
Yes.
And I thought Tom Sandoval, too, looked especially trim.
And I think Schwartz filled out a little, but not in like a fat way, in a daddy way. Mm. Yeah, like he looks less like a 15-year-old boy, and I think it's like really attractive.
Who's the hottest in the cast to you?
Ooh, out of the guys or the girls?
Both.
Okay, out of the guys, I would say, this is really hard.
I know. These are tough questions.
Yeah, you're asking the hard-hitting questions.
Let's do Mary, Fuck, Kill.
Okay.
Jax, Schwartz, and Sandoval.
Okay. Absolutely murder Jax in a bloody, bloody rage.
See, yeah. Although I feel like Jax would be the best at the sex, but I know it would gross me out to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you would definitely walk away with an STD of sorts. Yeah, that I'm just not in the mood to get at this point in my life. I think I would...
Not in the mood. That's why
I just don't feel like it.
A couple of years ago, maybe.
Yeah, right? If my health insurance were better, then maybe. And then I would... I think I would fuck Schwartz and marry Sandoval because I think Sandoval would be so loyal.
Right.
And
right.
He would do like romantic shit and like make you dinner. Even if it wasn't that good of a dinner, he'd be like, look, babe, like I did this thing for you. And like, it'd be really sweet.
I think Sandoval is really cute and sweet in like that straight guy way. That's like very simple. And we were talking about this before. I just think he's like the sweetest, nicest. I don't think he ever means any ill will.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. The way he cries over like what was that birthday party of Sheena's where he like started some drama and then he sent her like a weepy like text video being like, I'm sorry I did that. Like, I've never seen a straight guy like cry that way. And it's just really sweet.
He's
genuine.
Very in touch with his feelings.
Yes. Which I love.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in Bedazzled where Brendan Fraser wants to be sensitive and he sings the song about the dolphins.
I love so much that you just referenced the Brendan Fraser movie Bedazzled.
It's a hit.
Because starring Elizabeth Hurley.
She looks, I watched it last
week. She's never looked better.
I felt fucking terrible about myself.
Sure, sure.
But I mean, with good reason.
I remember back then in the Elizabeth Hurley era, I would convince myself that I was straight. Like when I would see her, you know, because I was young at that time, I'd be like, oh, I have such a crush on Elizabeth Hurley. And it's like, no, you just want to be, you want to look like her.
Who doesn't?
I know, she's stunning.
Anyways, I digress.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Yeah, it's a bedazzled.
It's bedazzled. Bedazzled
pop time. We always do this.
Okay, so the trailer. So it's the framework of the trailer is Jax and Brittany's engagement party.
Yeah.
Which, if anyone, this is going to be sort of spoilery too. So if anyone doesn't want to, spoilers for the upcoming season, turn this off.
Yeah.
But we know that filming for the engagement party was like the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to do one of those things where it's like, it opens, like the first episode will open on the engagement party and then it'll say like 3 months prior.
Yes.
Do you like when they do that?
I do, because it's like, how did we get here? Although I'm really over the like, the format for the trailer being like Lisa making some like speech at a fucking wedding. Yeah. I'm kind of over it. She's like, you've been through so much together. Some of you more than others. Like,
I know. It's like so try-hardy and scripted. It feels like she's just trying to get that trailer framework in.
Yes. And like, you know, no tea, no shade to LVP, but like kind of what makes her like the be-all end-all when it comes to like love and marriage.
Agree.
Like, I would want Bethany Frankel to make a speech. Like, it might not work out. If it doesn't work out, like, it might not work
out. Strong.
Like, just be a yes person, come replace a yes, and then make your millions and then get a divorce.
Or Shannon Bedore. It's an engagement party.
Or Dorinda be like, a romance happens. It's just. Obsessed.
Or Luann.
Luann.
Welcome to the engagement, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Countess speaking. This is Jax and Brittany's engagement party.
It's not my engagement, you fucking bitch. That was my Shannon again.
Your Shannon's really good. It's really good.
I don't have a core. Okay, stop.
Never stop.
But yeah, I agree. It's like, what's Vanderpump? And she's done it before in the past. She did it in the trailer with Tom and Katie's wedding, where it was like she was just at the wedding, like giving a speech that was setting up the trailer.
Exactly. That's like the only point of it, in my opinion.
Totally agree. And they also do this thing with the trailers with all of them now where it's like it starts off with the fun and laughs and then it like all of a sudden the music changes and it's like drama, drama, drama.
Yeah, like descends into madness.
Yeah, which I like actually.
I loved Britney screaming, "I'm engaged!"
Rotten Hill!
off the balcony in her little white dress.
I love that too.
Here's what I think is so dark about Vanderpump Rules. And like, again, this is my favorite show. I consider myself a super fan. Like, sure. I'm a psycho. But like, I'm sick of watching a whole season about a marriage that I don't fully encourage.
Sure.
And like, yeah. You're being diplomatic and neutral, and I totally get it.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
Just like Tom and Katie, I'm sure they're happy now. You know, I don't know. I mean, but we only see what we see on reality TV. But like, it's really hard watching what Jax and Brittany went through last season and then see her like happily screaming off of a balcony that right. She's engaged.
It's such a quick shift. You know what I mean? Like last season was just so dark for those two. And it's like, I said this like towards the end of last season, like, I feel like you shouldn't get engaged. You should have like at least a year where there's no like cheating scandals or something. You know what I mean? Like allow the couple should have at minimum of 1 year where they're in a relationship where there's not like some big drama, you know, like maybe there's little drama, like,
yeah,
you know, where should we eat?
like when we recorded last time, you told me like your boyfriend like ate your sandwich and like with a big bite and it really bothered you. Like just a little drama like that.
Right. Like a little drama is okay. But like when there's stuff where it's like they cheated and Jax was in bed with an
old
girl,
lady.
You know, and an old lady. Like maybe like wait a year after that.
Yeah.
Before you say like, let's get married.
I also like, if I'm going to get cheated on, I would rather it happen like once my entire body has like fallen down into my socks. Like I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like wait, my boobs and my
like
butt,
like age.
Just like everything falls to the floor. And like, why would you cheat on me now? Like I'm never going to look better. Like, can't you just like save that hall pass for when we're like 59?
But I also though, like Jax, he seems like he just would sleep with anyone, right? Like, I mean, we've seen on the show he sleeps with a lot of people, and yeah, I don't know.
There's an episode where he's like, could have been a fucking squirrel. I would have slept with it. I'm like, that's weird. It's a weird thing to say. Last night, this is a tangent, but last night I was at like a social gathering and talked about how like because of the 90s being obsessed with animatronic black cats, like I just wanted to like fuck an animatronic black cat. Like Thackeray Banks or like Salem from Sabrina.
That Salem cat was so funny. Like
he was like funny and like hot.
Right.
And you know, a lot of people reacted the way you did, and I just didn't understand why.
I can't believe you wanted to fuck Salem.
I thought Salem was like a daddy.
Oh my God, Hannah.
Anyways.
Maybe we should wrap this up.
Like, so that's a wrap on Hannah, and we're done.
The Salem cat was always creepy to me because that show ran for like 15 seasons, and it was still the same like animatronic from 1993.
I don't see a problem
here.
They
never updated it.
Okay.
Yeah, so Brittany yells, "I'm engaged!" And then we see they do the beach engagement photos. Like they're taking photos and again never look better.
Yeah.
Then we see Lala fighting with Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Don't ever bring up my dad," which we know Lala's dad passed away. And I'm excited about Raquel, her ascent into what I think is going to be a stellar season. I just have a gut feeling that Raquel is going to shine.
Oh my God, the emancipation of Raquel.
Yeah.
And like, I think she has paid her dues being just like quiet and hot and like wide-eyed. And now she's like, I'm taking this. Like, this is like how Naomi in Southern Charm was like, I'm taking this season.
Right.
And I want that to happen.
I totally think, and I know people don't really like Raquel. I from what I've seen online, I feel like people don't like her, but I feel like this is going to be her season where she's going to shine and maybe divide some people.
Yeah.
But I think I'm excited to see Raquel, and I think she's going to get, we saw in the trailer, she had a few moments and it's like Sheena didn't have any moments in the trailer, but Raquel had like a few big fights. She had this one with Lala, and then Lala called her a Bambi-eyed bitch, which is just such a great.
I loved it.
A great comeback.
And I love Lala in that like J-Lo vintage VMAs. It was the VMAs, right? Yeah. Or Grammys. Vintage Grammys moment with that plungy like dress with leaves on it.
Yeah. Have you ever tried Lala's makeup? Is it makeup or
makeup?
Lip stuff?
Yeah, I haven't, but it's just because I've been really broke lately, but like I'm definitely not against it. She does a really good like job of advertising, especially her highlighters.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
when I do,
some.
I'll send you a selfie.
Please send me some of it.
Yeah, totally.
I I'm excited. Then we cut to James Kennedy, and he's in his 1970s clothes, and he says, no one can replace James Kennedy, baby.
Yeah. I love like the baby.
Austin Powers.
Yeah.
I have a confession. So there a few moments in the trailer where they're dressed in 1970s gear, and I was at that party.
What did you wear?
Well, first of all, I was like sausaged in my outfit. Like I went with my friend Amanda, and mm-hmm. it was at a roller rink. It was like Tom and Jax's joint birthday party. It was at a roller rink, and they said it was 1970s. So I got in this. I had an outfit planned out, and then I came out of the room. My boyfriend's like, "That's not, you can't wear that." Like it was not 1970. So then I had to just sort of makeshift a thing, and so I sort of looked like a David Bowie-ish or Freddie Mercury-ish rather.
That's hot.
But I felt like so sausage in my clothes. And so when we got there, I was so afraid of the cameras because I was like, I cannot just be in the background, like falling on my ass, like my stomach, like popping out. Like I just felt so, you know, when you feel like just so ugly, like oh, yeah. so gross. So I had these big aviators on and a mustache. I don't know if you'll be able to see me at all.
But I'll keep an eye out.
Trying very hard to like ignore the cameras. But it was fun to see like how the sausage is made. You know what I mean? Like
totally.
I was watching how they film it. And basically they would have like, you know, a couple of casts would be filming and then everyone else could just, you know, was running around the roller rink, do whatever they want. And then the cameras would move to another setup. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like when we were there, it didn't seem like there was any major drama. But from the trailer, it looks like there was drama either before or after the
skating
party.
After when they were all like on coke and drunk.
I left really early. I was like, it was like 10 o'clock and I was like, I got to go home. I'm tired. Like I can't hang at all.
That's how I feel. I also think, well, actually we haven't moved on yet.
No, we can move on.
Well, I'm just saying Ariana having a lesbian journey is like when Ellen Page came out, I was like, and what? Like, I don't care. Mm. If they make that into a storyline, it's like, I just don't care.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out like, so in the moment in the trailer, you know, Tom says, oh, you've had a relationship with a girl. And Ariana says, that's not your information. Tell. I was trying to read into that. Like, was that planned or was like Ariana really pissed because Tom brought it up on camera? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And I texted one of my girlfriends about it. I was like, if he really just brought that up on camera, first of all, that's very out of character because that's much more like Jax than it is Tom Sandoval.
Right.
To bring up like some dirt on camera or alleged dirt, you know? Yeah. And also the way she reacted, like Ariana's like flipped out on Tom before, like last season when she was like, it's not my phone.
It's not my play, you fucking bitch.
Shannon? I'm sorry. Shannon's here in the room.
I don't
with us.
Have a core.
I'm done. I'm sorry. I had too much coffee.
It's not my fucking play.
That was so sad. Keep eating, Shannon. Oh, that's my nightmare. I would lose my shit. Anyway. But yeah, like she didn't seem mad enough that it wasn't planned. You know what I mean? She was just like, seriously, it was kind of like.
See, I thought the opposite because I thought because she wasn't mad enough, I thought it wasn't planned.
Like she was keeping her cool.
Like she was keeping her cool so much that I thought, oh, I think he actually really did just bring this up.
So dumb. I just like,
but I don't know.
It was like last season when it was like, did James make out with Logan or not? Like, I don't care. Great.
You know, that storyline seemed to go nowhere, right? Like, it just sort of fizzled out. And I feel like there was more there.
Also, like, I thought last season's reunion, like, they played it very safe. Like, anytime they brought up any of that stuff or, like the when
like the James Logan stuff.
That or when Stassi and Kristen were like, why'd you go out with Ariana's brother? Like, he's a predator. And then Billy Lee was like, I'm just happy someone asked me out. Like, I'm excited. And, like, they didn't really like unpack the awkwardness of either of those situations. Yeah. I feel like they kind of played it safe. And I wonder if some of the cast members were like, we're not going to talk about this. Cause they're at a point of fame where I feel like they have some control.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think back. I couldn't even remember the reunion. Like, I don't remember any moments from the reunion of last season.
I remember Sheena walking off and then like being off stage for a long time. And then Andy being like, oh, well. Her makeup, got it. He's like, where is she? And
oh, yeah.
He's like, makeup.
I do remember that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then we see Lisa in the trailer for the upcoming season. We see Lisa versus James.
Mm-hmm.
And spoiler alert, again, turn this off if you don't want spoilers, but we know that James was fired. Like, this is my problem with the seasons, is I feel like it's my own fault. Following these people on social media, I feel like we get spoiled by a lot of the information ahead of time.
Yes.
So it's like, I know that James was fired, and then I know he was rehired because he started promoting his events at this space later on. So it's like, I hate that I know that, but again, that's on me. Like, why don't I unfollow all these people?
Because you can't. You're into the Vanderpump Rules and web.
I think I sort of like knowing.
Yeah, I agree. I like seeing, because especially living here, when I first moved here, like 5 months ago, I was like, the first Tuesday I was here, I went to see you next Tuesday. And James was always promoting it. And then I noticed that those advertisements just dropped off.
Right.
And I was like, they're filming right now. Like, this is not a coincidence. And now I'm happy to see he's promoting them again. Because I just like knowing that if I wanted to, I could see DJ James Kennedy whenever I want.
Sure.
But what was I don't even, I'm sorry, I'm out of it. What was I?
Oh, knowing and following them on social media.
I like to see how we got to that point either way. You know what I mean?
Just like how you like in the trailer, how they show at the end and then say 3 months prior.
Yes.
You liked it the same way on social media.
I love that curiosity. Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
If Bo is saying that Stassi dick punches his heart in an unironic way, I think their communication skills are like 10 out of 10.
That was one of my favorite moments in the trailer because it's such a good line. And then even better was like Stassi's reaction shot. And she's like, no makeup.
Yes.
And she's just looking. And you could tell normally Stassi's not at a loss for words, but she just like didn't know how to react to that.
Yeah. I think something about the way her mouth was sitting reminded me of an Olsen twin. And I got like fully like aroused.
Yeah.
I was really excited.
It's good.
I've had such an arc with Stassi. Like I've had like a Tyra Banks Be Quiet Tiffany journey with her because like I was a Stassi head, like hardcore. I have a Georgie Jewels necklace that her mom made. Like I loved
huge
her.
Fan. Okay.
And then she just started saying such dumb things about like important issues. And so like everybody, I got pissed. And that was my
like on
quiet.
Her podcast and yes. stuff. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I listened to
she
her.
She said
podcast.
A few things, yeah, that were caught her in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. And that was my Be Quiet Tiffany moment of like, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
Yeah.
But now I feel like she knows now to like stay in her lane.
Right.
Just like be pretty, tell me about your purse, talk about wine and your boyfriend.
On
like
her that's, podcast, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun, it's light, it's fluffy. And so I'm excited to enjoy her again.
Yeah, because it's almost like you don't want to turn that on, something like that. And like, of course, I talk about the Me Too movement or something. Like there was an episode where didn't she talk about that or something?
She did. I listened to it before it was taken down.
Yeah.
That was wild.
She got hot water for that. But it's like, who wants to turn on that Stassi's podcast to hear about that?
No.
Yeah, it's tough.
No.
Okay, so then we also have Lala says she's taking a break from Randall, like she was crying.
Yes.
But we know they're together, so that was, I don't know.
Happily engaged. But that's the thing, I'm like, do you think she's really taking a break from Randall, or do you think it's a fake out?
That's the thing with all of this, the whole show. We don't know what's real, what's not.
We don't know.
I do think that Vanderpump, they seem more real to me. And I think also just being in West Hollywood and like seeing these people out and about and stuff, it's like, I really do believe that this is their lives.
Yes.
Like Housewives, I feel like is way more like set up. But Vanderpump Rules in particular, it's like I've seen them out without filming together.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They are like actually friends who like get fucked up and then get in huge fights.
Like, and they legit live in those apartments. And like, you know, it's all real.
Totally. Although I do feel like I just have this rule. Like I try not to meet my idols and and meeting the cast, like I'm at a point where I've met like or had an interaction with like a majority of them, and some of them it was super fun and great and a great memory, and others it was just like so disappointing where I'm like, I kind of would rather you just stay in my TV.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But when there's nothing better than when you meet a reality star and they live up to your expectations of who they are, like it's the best feeling in the world.
Totally.
It's like emotional Christmas, you know?
Emotional Christmas. There's a girls' night cutaway. We see all the girls together, which they were doing that at Sur. It was like a girls' night for a while. And then we also see Ariana and Stassi's joint birthday party, which, can I tell you something?
Were you there?
No, I was not there. But this, I believe, allegedly, this is my opinion, but you can check the receipts. I believe this was my idea because I tweeted at Ariana and Stassi, like, back before their birthdays, I said, you guys need to have a Christmas in July birthday party because the show airs in December. And so it would be perfect because it would be like we get a Christmas episode of Vanderpump Rules. You could check the receipts on that tweet. And then I might have heard from one of them that they were having like they were doing a winter instead of Christmas. But it was like my idea.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Why aren't you making money?
My idea was Christmas, but they did like winter. It was like, you know.
It's definitely Christmas adjacent. I think they had like little like creepy Santas around.
Right. We cut to, this is one of my favorite moments in the trailer. It's one of Sheena's only moments. They're singing Good as Gold at Sur. Mm-hmm. And Sheena's singing with Billie Lee, she's wearing like a working girl cosplay. Like, it's like this, I think like a shoulder padded
like peach suit.
It was like the best look in the trailer.
Yeah, with like a little permed, like side parted updo.
And then how random, it's just like we're singing Good as Gold. It was just such a random little Sheena moment, and Sheena's just not in the trailer like much at all.
For the love of Pete, I don't need a Sheena storyline. I mean, like, also, like, I'm just curious about, like, how, because she's dating Adam now, and everyone has an opinion about that.
So are they officially together?
Well, on Instagram they are, but it's just hard to tell.
Yeah.
You know. But
I don't think either of them on Instagram, so I feel like I don't know Sheena's stuff.
But I had an Adam interaction recently that I told you about offline, and I like went to their, I like referred to their Instagram and be like, oh, are they still together? And it seems as though they are. But he was so down to earth and kind that I don't understand how he could date her, or really anyone could date her after like the charade that she put on last season. You remember the scene where she put on that construction hat and she's like, look at me in this hat. And Rob just couldn't care.
I think Sheena is so cringy, but like, the best TV. Like, I know she's another one where it's like, I know people that watch the show sort of hate Sheena, mm-hmm. but it's like, I don't ever want it to be like, we hate her, but we get her off the show. Like, I need her to be on the show forever. Like, and totally. I feel that way about Dodie too.
Yeah.
It's like, you, all the listeners, people listening to this right now, it's like, you might hate Sheena, but we need to watch, we need people to hate on these shows.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. She's like a palate cleanser, as in like she's something bad to put in your mouth while you enjoy the sweetness of the rest of the show.
And don't you think it's something that unites us all? Like, I think even when the cast, like when they don't like Sheena, I love it. Like, it makes me laugh. It's like
it's
when
funny.
Kristen and Stassi, when they're kind of mean to Sheena, like or Jax, it makes me laugh so hard.
Totally.
And it unites the fans with the cast.
I love it. Yeah, it makes us feel closer to them. I have to say, though, did you see Sheena on Instagram or Twitter? Brittany tweeted like the cast photos and was like, my crew is fine. And Sheena's like, I'm not included in this either. Awesome, period.
I saw someone, I think two judgy girls posted on Instagram. I saw it was making me laugh.
And I was like, I think it's hilarious that you weren't included, but like, do you think Brittany and Sheena have beef? Or do you think Brittany just like forgot?
Rotten hell, Sheena. I don't know. I like to think they have beef. I would love to see a Brittany versus Sheena like thing.
Well, especially because they were like the closest in the cast for a while.
That. Yeah. I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Let's manifest it.
Okay. We're secreting it.
Okay.
We also see a cutaway of Lala getting her butt waxed, I believe, or maybe some sort of vagina tightening, something.
It looks amazing.
Yeah. Looks great. Sheena and Lala, they're at one point practicing orgasms, like when Harry Met Sally style. And I think it was for Sheena's show, right?
Probably. I don't like watching Sheena try to be sexy.
It was like, it had to have been that show she did in Vegas, like Sex Tips for Gays or something like that, or by gays. I wish
I saw Sonya Morgan do it.
All the Bravo talent has dipped in that role.
Yes.
Like Gigi from Shaws of Sunset did it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I would have seen that.
There was a season where, I think it was Gigi, was doing it. And just what a role.
Wait, also, do you really think the Stassi and Beau, like, Alicia Silverstoning their food and, like, eating it and giving it, do you think that was necessary?
That was tough to watch.
It was.
That was very tough to watch. Feeding each other like birds. It was, it was like, what's happening?
I'm like, I'm happy you found love, but, like, what editor was like, yes, let's put this in the trailer. Get them excited.
Oh, it was gross. There was a lot of those weird cutaways. There was also a cutaway of Tom Sandoval with his shirt off. His abs he's never looked better. Like, his body looks good. He's always been very like thin and trim, but he looked like he had like full-on abs.
Yes,
he looked amazing.
Yes.
And he was in this like, I don't know, what costume, it was some sort of costume, and I was like, I'm on board.
Love it. I love how like nerdy him and Ariana are about costumes. I think it's so cute.
Yeah
I love a couple that'll like nerd out with costumes.
His 1970s with the mullet and the skates was like so ridiculous,
and he was doing a moonwalk in roller skates, which is really fucking hard.
Yeah,
I roller skated him a couple weeks ago and like ate shit.
Him and Jax at their skating party, they did like, there was a moment where they got everyone around like the ring, and then Jax and Tom did like a dance or something.
To Time After
like,
Time.
Everyone, it was basically like Romy and Michelle's Time After Time. Like, we made everyone watch, and then they did this like weird sort of skating routine, and then they had a few like girls on skates like kind of dancing with them. It was very bizarre, and I loved it, and I can't wait to watch it. Oh, I have video of it somewhere.
Were the girls like hot? Were they like in bikinis?
I honestly don't remember that part. No, they were I mean, they were pretty. I think they were just like dancers that they hired or something.
Because I was like, I like that they didn't make their girlfriends do it with them. Like, let them get drunk and enjoy the party and you can do your weird little dance routine.
Right. So this is the point in the trailer where everything shifts to the drama.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing is that Tom Tom doesn't have water or gas.
I don't care.
Which I don't care either. I know. Thank you. Thank you. It's like, we know it opened. It's fine.
Yeah. And something about, did you remember the part where Schwartz is like wiping down the toilet seat with like a moist heap of toilet paper? And he's like, I guess this will be my only duty at Tom Tom or something like that. And it was something about that heap of toilet paper, like wet toilet paper on a Tom Tom toilet, like made me want to throw up.
I get that. Have you been to Tom Tom yet?
Yes.
I haven't been.
The buffalo cauliflower is bomb.
I've heard it's like really good food.
Yeah. I mean, like when I went, the service was kind of a TBD. Like we asked for like water and they just put cups on the table. And then it was like another 10 minutes until we got the water to put in the cups.
Was this like right when they opened or was this?
It was like, it was a couple weeks later because that's when I told you I saw Brittany's family there.
Oh yeah.
And so I think it was around, it was like the weekend of their engagement party.
Wow. Wow. Heard it here first.
Right. Wait, also the part where Brittany's like, this is for all the boys who have done stupid shit to us. And they like beat the shit out of that trash.
I know they're in one of those, what are those rooms called where you like, they've been doing it on every Bravo show. They did it on Real Housewives of Dallas recently.
Yes.
I forget what they're called, but you just go into a room and break shit. And it's like the new version of the escape room because they were always doing the escape room. And it's like, it's just annoying. I don't like when they show up on all of my Bravo shows.
Right. I also think it's particularly dark because I'm like, okay, so for all the boys who have done stupid shit to us, like, i.e. the man that you're marrying.
Also, as you keep saying that, I keep thinking of that Netflix movie.
To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
Like, where's the sequel starring Brittany?
Yeah, and then Noah Centineo as Jax. I'd be interested.
Yes. And then we see a little Schwartz versus James, which is an interesting fight to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was not anticipating that.
I just like how deadpan Schwartz is when he's like, you should be ashamed of yourself, bitch.
Schwartz, so pretty, too. Like, his face is beautiful.
Oh, my God. Those cheekbones, that pouty mouth. Right. I want to be him. Like, I was shocked that he was so, like, seriously terrifying in drag. Because he's so pretty.
Yeah. Sandoval looked great.
Sandoval was beautiful. I loved him in drag.
Hannah, we have to take a quick break. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick break here. And then we'll come back and talk more about the trailer.
Woo!
Icons, if you're anything like me, you love to spend TV commercial breaks browsing real estate listings. Now, I love watching my favorite shows and also looking up homes, especially the ones that I know that I can't afford. And my favorite app to use is Redfin. When Matt and I were looking for a home, we used the Redfin app to search for homes in the area and within our budget. The Redfin app made it super easy. Now, Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes and sends you personalized recommendations. So finding the home that's perfect for you has never been easier. Plus, if you see something you like, you can book a tour straight from the app. And when you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents know how to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With the listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards your next home. So Redfin made it so easy to filter out the homes that didn't meet or have the necessities I wanted. I still use it to search for homes close by and in the cities my favorite reality TV stars live. Download the Redfin app to get started. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus, iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow-knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic.
We cut to Jax and Brittany at their therapist. I don't know. Therapy scenes are hit and miss with me. Like, I used to love when Bethany was with her therapist.
I loved Dr. Amador.
Dr. Amador, who I've had on my show before.
Love him.
I also loved Leanne Locken with her therapist last season. I thought was really good. But then other times I'm like, oh, I don't need to see a therapist. So I'm curious to see how this goes.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the therapist is like, you're basically telling her to shut up and Jax's face is like shocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
And then we see Jax with a group of other girls and Brittany's with her friends and Brittany's pissed. She's like, get those girls out of there or something.
Yeah, she goes, let the bitches go home.
Right, right. And she's at the door and she's like, I'm on the brim of freaking out.
Okay, I literally didn't understand what brim. I thought she was, I'm on the gram of freaking out. I was like, what are you saying because of her accent?
Bram. I thought she said brim.
It is. That, right? Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm on the brim of freaking out. You know what I was looking at during that part was like, you know, in their apartments, they have those friends things around the peepholes. Mm-hmm. Well, they were always like not centered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I think they centered it.
They were like, it's time.
Have you noticed that? I literally paused the trailer because Brittany is like, I'm on the brim of freaking out. And right behind her, you could see the doorway and it looks like the people got centered.
I remember last season, I think one of them got it right and then one of them didn't.
So they must have been in the one that was centered.
Here's the thing. I feel like Tom and Katie would, because I think it was them and Tom and Katie who both had them. And I feel like Jax is such a friend, super fan that like, how could he not center it?
Yeah.
He like loves friends.
Yeah.
He loves a multicam comedy.
Have you seen like Jax is in a fight with the 90 Day Fiance people?
Okay. I am like, I have not gotten into 90 Day and I feel like I live in a sock.
Yeah. You will.
But yeah, apparently he got blocked by that scary guy, the German guy.
Well, he was in a fight with Jay and Paul. That's what I saw at least.
Who's the guy who wants to cut steak on a bias?
Oh, Jesse.
Jesse. I heard he was blocked by Jesse.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He must be in a fight with all of them.
Yeah. But that's what's funny though, is like he's getting blocked by them, but he's the king of being like, anyone who says anything mean about me or Brittany will be blocked.
I love that they're feuding and I want there to be a crossover. Like I want to see Jesse and Darcy show up on Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. Well, Stassi and Darcy are like friends now. Cause Darcy.
I know. Yeah. Darcy was on her show.
Yeah. So
after my show, by the way.
You're like, I'm just saying, I'm a trendsetter. And I came up with your birthday idea, Stassi, so where are my royalties?
We see later in the trailer that Lisa fires James as he cries.
Oh, my God.
I love when one of the boys cries on the show.
And James, just like the drum, he's like, please don't take it from me. I'm like, did you go to Yale School of Drama?
Sometimes they pull out these tears and it's like, they are good.
They're amazing.
I was just rewatching. Do you remember last season they did the Pitch Perfect trailer? Do you know what I'm talking? Like the cast was in a commercial for Pitch Perfect.
I saw you tweet it and I was so happy you did.
Yeah. And I rewatched it like 10 times in a row after I tweeted it. And I was like trying to judge their acting, like who's the best. And Kristen's acting was pretty good.
It was the best. She like knew the brand. She knew what she was doing. And Sheena was like, I'm engaged.
And how much do you think it like bugged Sheena that Stassi or that Kristen got the vocal lead in that performance?
Yeah. And like, she sounded good.
She sounded good. I don't know. I was like, where's Kristen's single?
I also like loved those outfits they put them in. It was very much like the Lizzie McGuire, Aaron Carter episode where it was like a fur, a sequin, Christmas.
Loved it.
Glam.
I love those commercials so much, and I hope we get more. I don't know what the Vanderpump Rules kids will be promoting this season. Maybe the Grinch. I don't know, like something. I need to see them incorporated into some movie.
Yes, 100%. Also, the part
just Billy Lee and the Grinch, like
like a slutty Grinch costume.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. And she's like Lala and Billy Lee, like
yes, and hanging. Like Lala and like I don't know why I'm like a slutty whatever costume, but like I want to see Lala as like Max, like the dog from The Grinch with like little like antlers, and then Billy Lee in like a little Grinch suit with like long green nails.
Wait, we have to talk about a Billy Lee moment from the trailer. It's Billy Lee versus Lala. And so we talked about how Raquel's going to get her comeuppance. I want to see like Billy Lee also have a moment. Like we, yes. Obviously Billy Lee freaks out on Lala and I'm so excited to see it.
Oh my God. She's like, you're not better than me, Lala. Mm. I also like loved how last season everyone was like, Billy Lee is so sweet. And like, I'm sure she is. But I also felt like all the girls were so afraid of seeming transphobic that they were just like, yeah, we love her. She's so nice. She's so wonderful. And now it seems like this season they just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it unfold. Yeah. But I don't think there was a lot of Billy Lee in the trailer, so I wonder if Billy Lee's maybe just not in the season a lot.
But like, what could her like fight with Lala be about?
Here's the thing in general, though, with Vanderpump Rules is like, don't you feel like eventually, we as fans, we don't want to see Kristen not on it, right? Or mm-hmm. Stassi or whatever. But eventually, do you think they're going to have to start focusing on the younger or like the newer people?
Well, I thought Tom Tom was literally built as a set for a spinoff. Like, right. That's what I thought.
And I truly thought this upcoming season was going to be like, we were going to focus more on like the Adams, the Logans, the all those newer people. But from the trailer, it's like we're still with the old people. Maybe they just give such good TV, like we can't.
I think they give good TV, and I think the cast is probably like hanging on to that show with every fiber of their being. Because I think some of them are like, better about like using it as a platform to create a potential like future career. Like I could see like Stassi doing like what Morgan Stewart did, like the e-correspondent thing or whatever.
You know, I tested with Stassi at E.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, fun.
It was so fun. Like I walked in and she was just standing there and I was so excited. This was like a year ago or something. And I was so thrilled. I was like, oh my God. And then we were like screen testing together. They did not give us a show, but she was lovely.
That would have been so fun to watch. I would have watched that.
I agree. There was a bunch of other people there too. But I only focused on Stassi.
But I worry about like Jax and Brittany because like they're just hawking so much shit on Instagram that like they can't afford to not be on the show, in my opinion. So
yeah.
But I also want to see Lala like become a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Oh, I would love that.
Right? You know?
Like she would be perfect because she's got the money now.
Yeah.
Lala's appearing on Flipping Out. I haven't seen her on it yet. I'm watching this season, but she's appearing because I think Jeff is maybe like, I don't know, redoing Randall's house or building them a house or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God, Lala. That was the first time where I saw like a little clip in a commercial for it. And I was like, oh my God, Lala could be a Real Housewife.
Oh my God. Yeah.
She's got the money now.
I feel like her and Erica Jane as like a power duo would be amazing.
You know, she would spice that up.
Oh yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So then we get, it's just a lot of quick cuts of like, Katie's yelling at someone. James is yelling about his father. Oh my God, wait. Do you remember in the trailer the Raquel versus Kristen moment?
Yeah. I literally made a note.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the conflict with Raquel and Kristen?
I need to see that scene.
There is nothing more derogatory, though, than clapping in somebody's face.
Agree.
Or like my sister, she gets like a finger, like the way Lala does.
Lala gets the finger, yeah.
And my sister has these like long, and guys, it's my pointer finger. My sister has these long, thin fingers and she just points them at me. It's like Coraline.
Like an E.T. or something. Coraline.
Like she's the mom. Doesn't the mom have like long, creepy like hands and limbs?
Yeah. I don't like when somebody tells me to calm down. That's like my trigger. Like if I hear somebody tell me, just calm down. Like, I lose it. So I fucking lose it.
You go
like,
full Shannon.
Not my play, you fucking bitch.
Go full Shannon Bedore.
I literally was going to say that, and then you already did it.
I don't have a core. Don't tell me to calm down.
I hate when people are like, chill. I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's like
I'll chill when you stop being an asshole upsetting me.
Right. And usually people will tell you to chill or calm down, like, when you're pretty chill. And then it's like, that's when you flip.
So true. I hate that. It becomes like a Jedi mind trick where they're like, calm down. And you're like, I didn't. Or when people are like, are you okay? Are you okay? And you're like, I was fine. And now I'm annoyed because you kept asking me.
Right.
Fuck
it's
off.
Infuriating.
Yeah.
We also see Stassi crying.
She throws a phone like Naomi Campbell.
I need to. What do you think that's with Bo? That's a Bo fight, right?
It has to be. But like, also, I remember looking at like the pictures from their birthday party that you gave them the idea for. And,
my birthday party.
Danny Pellegrino's
my party.
Christmas in July party. And everything seemed to go great. So like, I don't know, maybe she was just drunk and emotional, which I can relate to.
Yeah. Last season, I remember she got drunk and emotional on her birthday and like got in a fight with Kristen, but then it blew over right away. Or Kristen and Katie, remember?
Yeah.
It was that zombie party.
She came over and was just like, I'm sorry. Like, I've been so nauseous. Like, I like haven't eaten and like I thought I would get skinnier, but I just really stressed. And they were like, it's fine.
Right. Whatever. And then we see James again in his 70s clothes and he yells, fuck everyone.
Who cares?
Who cares?
I also love, then it cuts to like Katie Maloney. I love when she adopts like a calm, like earth mother vibe where she's like, why are you letting him do this to you? I love when she just like chills.
Do you like Katie Maloney? Yeah. She's one of the few that I've never met in person.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's hard to say.
I guess I like saw her once from a distance.
I saw her once when they were shooting at CERT and like I was sitting like right by, they were filming at a POS screen, her and Tom Sandoval. And she looked amazing. She really? Like her legs were like so long and fit and I was really happy to see her look so snatched. Not that it's my business.
Katie's one of the people that every season I go back and forth. Like, sometimes she really bugs me, and then other seasons I'm like, I love Katie.
Yeah, I think it was hard for her to come back from her wedding season. Mm-hmm. I liked season 3 Katie the most. I liked her hair.
Was that the orange hair?
No, it was the season after orange hair. Okay. It was dark and still, like, short and cute and, like, almost like a Rachel haircut. Right. And that was when she told Stassi she didn't want to wake up with hatred and evil in her heart. Mm.
Yeah.
And she was like, shut the fuck up, Stassi. And it was so like refreshing to see Katie like come into her own.
Yeah, that was the first time Katie started to go up against Stassi a little bit.
Yeah. What was the season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills where...
With Carlton?
The one that Carlton... Oh, no. Real Housewives of New York where Bethany is like, she's something something and grew a penis.
Was it
about Ramona? Like she renewed her vows and grew a penis.
She renewed her buzz, renewed her vows.
There was something, she talked about someone like growing a penis and it was like, I feel like Katie, like the second like she was emancipated from the Stassi friendship, she just like grew a set of balls and just never stopped.
Well, Alex McCord, do you remember her season 3 was like, even in her tagline, it was like.
That's what it was about.
That's what it was. Yeah. In season 3, Alex McCord's tagline was something like, I've always had a voice and now I'm, or I've always had opinions. Now people are hearing them or something like that.
I have a message.
I remember that.
To deliver.
Well, you're a mean girl. You're a mean girl. And while you're a mean girl, I'm in Brooklyn or something like that. Yeah. I'm raising my kids. Yeah,
trying to survive in this economy. And she brings up the economy and Joe's like, ha, 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 ha. Like,
God, I love those girls.
I love them.
New York's my fave.
Me too.
Then we get like the trailer's ending with one of the best pratfalls of all time. So up until this point, like so early on in the trailer when it started, we saw a quick close-up of Kristen. And that relieved my fears of Kristen like not being in the season, right? Mm-hmm. But then she wasn't really in the trailer that much. She had that moment with Raquel. But then at the end, she gets like the best moment of the trailer. She really like drives it home where she storming off. She's sitting with Katie, I think Sheena, Ariana, and Lala.
Yeah, Lala's in that like mommy dearest like silver dress that I love.
Right. And the camera's centered on Kristen mm-hmm. and she's allegedly storming away or looks like she's, you know, getting up to go and she's pissed. And then she just falls. And it's like, I love a pratfall.
Oh my God.
And then all the girls sort of like catch her and they're all look like they've done it before. Like they've all caught Kristen multiple times. All of Kristen's long ass limbs are just everywhere. Like there's like a foot, you know, Sheena's got a foot and Lala's got the arm. And then Ariana's like blocking the drinks, you know, like she's trying to save the drinks. And it's just the best moment. Like I laughed, I guffawed.
Oh my God. It was, and also based on what she was wearing, it looked like it could have been the same night that she fights with Raquel. So it looks like.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. That's what I
That's
going to
be a good episode.
Yeah. And then she just eats shit. I'm just glad like she didn't hit her moneymaker because she broke her face once and I don't want that to happen to Kristen again.
As she was going down, her face looked like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this again. Like, I'm falling again.
And she's said before, she's like, I'm like a baby giraffe. Like, I just like long arms, long legs. So she's just clumsy.
I love it. And she looked, she was drunk, but it was so good.
And then Lala goes, that was so trashy. Do you think it was trashy?
Yeah, depending on where they were. Like, if they were in a nice restaurant or something. I'm like,
true.
But we've all been there before.
Oh, my God. Fallen. One time I did this thing. This makes me sound like I have a substance abuse problem, but I swear I don't. Back in Chicago, I was like, I'm going to take myself to, like, a fancy bar and, like, write. And so I'm writing. And I didn't realize this until, like, very recently that, like, apparently it's not cool to write at a bar if you have a computer. And I was like, sorry.
What bar was it?
It was Hubbard Inn. So, like, it wasn't that fancy. It was River North, you know?
Yeah.
And my computer dies, and I'm like, I'm just going to keep drinking and, like, befriend these strangers next to me. And I'm alone at the bar, and at one point, I, like, toss my head back to laugh, and I thought there was a back on my stool.
Oh, my God.
There wasn't, and I just fall, like, backwards fully off my stool, but because of, like, how accidentally drunk I was, because it was, like, during my dirty martini during a medley period, I just sort of, like, fell to the floor, wait. And I was fine.
Did the strangers say that was so trashy?
Yeah, right. Also, no, they were concerned.
Now, will you do your Dorinda impression again?
Yeah, what should I... Just what
do a toast to me.
Okay. Danny Pellegrino is just an honest being podcast that is just... You know what I'm
saying? And then sometimes she'll get, like, mad in the middle of her slurring. She'll get mad.
Don't do that shit. And you better say hi again. You just such a shit. I feel like it's become, like, my Dorinda has become an impression of Ben and Ronnie's Dorinda because their Dorinda is so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's sort of just like a bastardized version of theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I loved it. I love it.
Thank you.
I do a Lou impression that's just Cookie Monster. Like,
do
just...
it.
Wait. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Countess speaking. It's literally just Cookie Monster.
But it makes me want there to be like a Muppet Luann puppet.
Oh, I would die.
With like little hair.
Wait, Luann was just posting a picture with Lil' Kim.
So good.
And so I, of course, she Instagrammed it and I wrote like, please collab. And then Luann wrote me back, or whoever works for Luann wrote me back and said, and tagged Lil' Kim and wrote like ? And I'm like, God, I'm trying to get this going. Like, we need a Lady Marmalade remake with Luann.
Yes.
With Luann as all the parts except for Lil' Kim.
But again, they need to pay you for your genius. There was one. Do you remember the season of Vanderpump Rules where Tom Sandoval had the gray streaks and the extensions and the braids?
Never forget.
Okay. I tweeted a certain famous, funny podcaster that he looked like Stacey London. And that podcaster used it on his or her podcast. And I was really butthurt that he or she wasn't like, oh, one of the listeners said this and I thought it was so funny. I was
oh my God, what podcaster was this?
I can't say.
I didn't even hear. I couldn't even understand. But you'll tell me after.
And I was just like, our brands are so similar. Like, just give me this. Like, you have everything. I have nothing.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. So, Hannah, that was the trailer. Two minutes of bliss that we broke down in just 50 minutes.
Oh, my God. Really? It was 50 minutes?
50 minutes.
That's beautiful.
But it was so good. I'm so excited for this season. Don't you feel like it was a breath of fresh air? Like, we need this so bad, right? Oh, like, yeah. And I'm loving Dallas. Orange County, I'm not loving. But I feel like Vanderpump, we need this.
Oh, my God. I'm so ready. The world is a dark and scary place, and I just need to escape for a little bit.
Yeah. And by the end of last season of Vanderpump Rules, I was like, okay, I'm ready to be done with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I always kind of feel that. I felt that way about New York, too. New York's my absolute favorite. And then, like, 1 week goes by, and I'm like a drug addict. I'm like, where is it? Like, I'm missing
back
it.
And forth.
Shaking.
Yeah, in the shower.
And this felt like the first time getting high again after that relapse. It was like, seeing this trailer, I'm like, I'm so fucking excited.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't wait. We should have a viewing party.
We have to. Let's do it.
Okay, great.
Want to thank everyone for listening. Hannah, where can people find you on social media and where can people find your show?
It's called Brown Eyed Junicorn, and I'm at Hannah A. Brown on Instagram and Twitter.
Right. And we did a Romy and Michelle's high school reunion episode of your show. So everyone go listen to that. Please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/PellegrinoDanny. Join the Everything Iconic group. Thank you to Samsung Technologies for sponsoring the show. I love you all so much for listening. And let's do our cool down. You guys, I didn't expect these cool downs to stick, but people are telling me, people DM me and tweet me and stuff that they love the cool down. So we're going to keep doing them because I like doing them. It winds me down. So let's all take a deep breath in. Hold it. Take a deep breath out. And let's take another deep breath in. And think of your favorite Vanderpump Rules moment. Breathe out. Now, Vanderpump Rules has given us a lot of moments. The first thing that came to mind while I was doing that breathe-in was the pasta moment. Do you remember the, it's not about the pasta? I love that. It was a simple moment. It was a fight between James and Lala that just escalated about pasta and was so simple. And it reminds me that these people give us so much. And so I like us all to go about our days and be thankful for the cast and crew of Vanderpump Rules. Because without them, we wouldn't be as happy. I love you all so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch? Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.